everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Angel of Words podcast. I'm your host, Angel of Words, and today on the podcast, we're going to learn how to put an album together. Number two, we're going to learn why an EPK is important for an artist. And number three, we're going to learn why cross-media market is important for an artist to get himself out there. Now, don't forget to tap on that subscribe button on YouTube. Follow us on all those podcast platforms. Our sponsors today are OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. Attitude on 10, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. And BJS Photography, go get those photos. And every guest that comes on the podcast gets a special one-hour photo shoot for a really low price. We're going to be discussing that with our guests here shortly. Also, folks, don't forget, if you want to learn how to start a dope podcast in just one day, I got the training videos coming out. So stay tuned to that. It's at AOWENT.com. Follow me at Angel of Words ENT. And don't forget, man, if you want to purchase the equipment you need to start your own podcast, click on the description links below. Now on deck, on the Angel of Words podcast, from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, New York, we have music artists. Too Nice in the building. What's up, brother? Thanks for pulling up, man. I appreciate you.
Angel. How are you?
I'm chilling,
appreciate
man.
You.
I appreciate you being here. You know, we got a drill rapper in the building, and I got a lot to discuss with you, bro. I'm gonna keep it 100. Let's start off with this, though. Let's get down to business. You put an EPK together. I want to start with that. You put an EPK together. Why'd you do that?
I put it together because it's like, yo, bro, I ain't gonna front. I feel like I had to get a whole nother structure to industry, like the game, like it's different. It's like I feel like I couldn't do it alone, so I had to get a little team, put that shit together, find new obstacles and knock it down type shit. So that's what I was just on. Just like, it was just feeding me different shit. My manager Stella's just giving me certain shit, so I'm like, fuck, let me just do that shit. I don't care, man, just do it, just do it, just do it. I don't care, I don't even care what it is, nothing, just do it. Let's do that. That's how I didn't even know what it was, and then I did it. I'm like, oh, this shit fake hard, like I fuck with this shit, like this EPK shit, like it look real good, like for real, for real. You could put that shit everywhere, like anywhere. Like, a nigga love that shit. Like, so I'm like, fuck it. I'm gonna just put that shit with the album, make a nigga love it. Put my whole way, like my whole life type shit, like right where I came from and shit like that. So it's like, I'm like, fuck it, let me put that shit out there. Cause you could easily put that shit in a bio and a what's name, nigga, look at it in your IG. But if you put that shit like in a what's name for real, like on a, then they gonna really like, nah, this nigga fake going somewhere. He fake trying to. It feel like I did something for that shit. I don't know why. It feels different. I ain't gonna front. It can't. It's like, gotta do it together. Like,
you feel like you leveled up.
Yeah.
And shout out to Stella Connect, friend of the podcast, and she helped you with that. You went through her services and stuff to go get that stuff
she
done.
She's different. How are you?
That's what's up, man. You know what I mean? And how has that helped you so far? Like,
right,
it's
now,
making you feel better, obviously, about your music career. What else is it doing for you?
How are
you?
That shit go crazy. It's honestly more of a promotional thing for me. Cause like now I could sit back or I could keep on just dropping mad like pictures. I could do photographies. I could do probably videos, put mad shit up on there, just like even switch it up every day. Like I could write about another, like have another bio, and I could say mad different stuff I could do on it. So it's like I could easily put that out there, my own little platform too, my own little website, and it could lurch me up. Like, I just look like boom. So it's like, fuck, let me just do something. Hey, that's really wild. Like, I ain't gonna cap. It's just hard. It's harder than which how I thought about it, but it's like, nah, this shit like is better. Cause I didn't have that shit at first. I was independent, dropping shit on IG, da da da, doing this. And now it's like when a nigga look at my bio and looking at shit, it's like different shit, variety. So when you tap on that shit, I'm like, oh, that shit hard. Like, so it's different. It's some calm shit though. I fuck with it. I feel like it could for sure put me in a different, like somebody could look at me different for that shit. Oh, see something different. Like, nah, we could for sure work with this man. Like,
that's what's up, man. Yeah. Well, it's good to hear, bro. You know, because I'm always, you know, this podcast is about helping you differentiate yourself as an artist and, you know, sharing information with people on how to do shit, you know what I mean, that's going to help you further your career. You know what I mean? We're trying to put people on here. So that's what's up.
Yeah.
I appreciate you sharing that knowledge, B. Now, I'm going to talk about the cross-media marketing because you're doing it. You're on a show. You know what I mean? On the net. It's pretty lit. I was looking at it like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
you know, you're the first artist.
On the tour. Like, it's a tour shit. It's a tour. Like, we on tour right now. You my son right now. My son Spank Murder. We on tour right now after this. Like, we were crazy. Like,
so talk about the program,
man. It's like, honestly, like we both got managers, and like our managers put us on obstacles, like I said. Yeah. Like,
and just let everybody know the name of the program,
like,
actually.
Honestly, with the program right now, it's him, is like they got a Jack Boy shit. So you can see it on my hat. You know, I'm putting that shit on gangsta, that's gang, that's the guys. But like, for sure, like that's just like a whole brand of them. It's like a movement. So it's like, it's fire. You just putting that out there and it's thumb. It's like they branded, like they got their shit going on. So just ran with it, put it on there. My son, he tied in, so he's going, we go crazy with that shit. We just, every day, go showcases and shit, go crazy. If it's not my shit, it's his shit. If it's not, it's like, we out, we just going to go crazy. Like, fuck it. We just going to go put this out there, make a song, and go showcase this shit real quick, see what the people say about it.
Yeah, right. And the thing you got on your link tree, man, is like 15-minute shows on there, too. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? You could talk about that, too. Yeah, like, that's important, bro. Like,
I ain't going to lie to you. Yeah, the link tree, I put a couple shit up there, too. I ain't going to front. We go crazy. That's a whole vlog we got. It's called Still in the Game. And the other shit is called Still in the Game series. We go crazy, too. We just do our own thing.
I enjoy so it's that, like, bro. I like that's creative, front.
We definitely do our own thing. We go crazy about it. It's like, bro, it's just me, Spank, and my son, Rocco Taco. Yeah, the gangster. We in that shit for real. We just fake, because we look at a lot of other blogs, hood vlogs and shit like that. So we like, we don't got one in the hood. We could do this shit now. And we don't got to put our real life in there. We could just do certain shit. Like, we vibing. Like, we just making other shit, like characters, certain shit. Like, it's just all a whole different. It's a movement. Like, it's really a movement to promote us more. You heard? Because a lot of niggas be having, like, different, like, ways to promote in a way. That's a way to promote us. We ain't even looking in the bread of that shit. You heard? We just looking at it for promoters. Like, we really do get lit on that shit. Like, we buying obstacles and more cameras and shit about that shit. Like, that shit ain't like, we going to like take that shit big, like, and get anything type of equipment we need. That's the type of time we be on. Like, we ain't really worried about it on those crazy blow up shit. But if we do it, we'll probably get there. But right now, it's just about promotion, not like our music and putting on everything else. Like, just putting on a show for the people, like making the people like, nah, these niggas is moving. Like, these niggas going crazy. Like, what's next? Like, What's really next? Like, when it's dropping, when it's happening, like, the word of that. So I'll be doing that. Like, it's different.
Is it helping your music too?
Hell yeah.
Could you explain that a little bit for the people?
It's helping our music because it's like, we promoting in our way. So like, now like our beats and shit own, like our shit own. So we'll probably like, say like, if it's like a scene in the movie, I could be put on a little, like a little skimmer that our song in there, like unreleased, blah, blah, blah. I put the song in out there. Gangsters, or people probably be like, oh, stop. I hear that. And that's a little promotion too. So we'll put like a, like the, like you see it this minute ago, my man, he's playing song shit. It's how we do it sometimes too, like have the little song playing at the end with the credits or some shit, man. We'll do certain shit like that too. Like, we don't pick too much of the shit, we keep it with the movie shit, but we'll still put a little bit there. Like, it were editor, my son J Rock, you go crazy, we try to put all that shit together, but we will still be having a branch and shit.
What's up, man. All right, that's what's up. Now let's talk about how you put this album together. Unfortunately Underrated. I think that's a great
crazy name. Oh my
God. You know what I'm saying? Like, what makes you feel that way? Or why did you name it Unfortunately Underrated?
I feel like I'm underrated, but I'm lyrically underrated. I'm under the radar, like underrated. Like, you heard? Like, until they understand where I'm coming from, who I am for real, who I be, or like what I'm capable of, that's it. That's the first album I'm gonna get, Unfortunately Underrated, because that's how I feel. And I don't even do that out here. I did that in Florida, West Palm Beach, with my other family out there. Because my man
said he did it in West Palm Beach. That's interesting.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Shit go crazy. This shit go crazy. I'm for real.
No, I fuck
did
with
my,
that,
my son, my son, my son Bama and a cut, a couple people. My son Millie, my son, a couple people. My son, what you call it, Flacco, a couple people. There's a lot of people out there I be fucking with. Like, hell yeah, they go crazy out there too. So that's why I even did the lollipop video out there. One of my mans out there go crazy. Like, we
I
tied
enjoyed
in.
That video. That we was fire. You did a lot of, you had a lot of nice samples. In. I get nervous though when my people do sampling, you know, you clearing these tracks. Cause then, you know what happened to those suicide cats in Florida, man? Mm-hmm. They got fucking kneecapped, B. They started getting on and then they got all their guap. You know what I mean? Yeah. Taken away, son.
That's a fact.
So you're just doing that for promotional purposes, putting it on your Spotify?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on some like fuck it. Like one day I was on that, I ain't gonna front. We was zooted one day in the crib, man, in Florida. Cause my cousin, he got his own studio. I say he be engineering everybody. He was like, yo, fuck it, let's do it like a little sample. Cause I was already doing a sample. So he like, fuck it, let's just take a little sample crazy and let's watch me watching. So he watching a like, Lil Wayne shit. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? Nigga just redid it, took the beat, like put the beat on, made it his own way. I'm like, oh, you tweaking, like, what the fuck? That's the Lil Wayne beat. Be like, yeah, I did it my own way, and I want you to jump on it. I'm like, oh, alright, say less.
Copy.
I did it, ASAP, boom, right there. Like, after that, whole 3 days later, my bro like, yo, bro, we doing this video right now. Like, no ifs, ands, or buts, what's up? Like, get up. Ain't no sleep, none of that. I couldn't go to sleep, none of that shit. We doing this shit now. Like, so it was like, I'm like, ah,
were
shit.
Were you vamped it, bro?
It was like a movie at the same time. Cause I'm like, I never did no weird shit like this, bro. And it was just like all VFX effects and that shit. And it's like, it's crazy. It was like all crazy type shit. Really had a box of lollipops in my head. I'm sitting on a 1,000 lollipops for real. So I'm like, it was just crazy. It was like, I'm like, oh, this shit for real. Like, I'm like, word, this what y'all doing? I'm like, oh, and after that shit was done, nigga, I did a whole nother video. The realest shit, man. It was just, I'm like, oh, these niggas are going back and forth with this shit, back to back. Like, I got mad love out there. Like, mutual followers was crazy in just a couple, like minutes. That's how Quinn out there, like, for real. Like, niggas fuck with me for real.
No, it was fire, man.
So it's like, that's exactly why the album came. It's like, yeah. I got 5 features out there from everybody out there. And one of my mans right now, my son, that's Book, Diggy B, Free Him, I Gangsta, Free All the Guys and shit like that, Gangsta. But, like, I put him on the album too, because it was like, yeah, nah, like, I felt that. And it was like a more of a, like, a R&B song, so I'm like, fuck it, we just throwing that on in. I'm gonna just throw that on that album too, you heard? Where it's like, I got 5 features, and I got a 5 just dirty tracks of different shit, variety, different what you want on here. So I'm like, I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna just drop that for the first album, see how people rock it. But they've been crazy since, like, that's why
I got dope samples. You got some samples, reggae samples. You sampled my man Don Omar from Puerto Rico. I was like, oh, snap, I enjoyed the album.
Nah, you know what I'm saying?
I like the drill wave. I'm not gonna lie, man. Mm-hmm. I like the drum patterns and drill. You know what I mean? I like the melodies and drill. I really enjoy that type of music. You know what I mean? Because I enjoy music. I like when music evolves and I like what's going on. But, you know, this is the situation. A lot of these old heads, you know what I'm saying? They be hating, you know what I mean? I be hearing it. You know, could you tell the audience what drill music means to you so that they know how important it is to the culture right now?
I feel like I could give you a little example. I can't give you too much about it, but
yeah, no doubt, for sure. Because
I be in different varieties, but yeah. Like, I feel like drill is just more based off like how you feel for real. And it's like where you came from. It's like how you like live. Like, where you be at? Where you raise your hair and shit like that? Like, that's what's drill. Like, it ain't about like, this with a proper killer nigga. It's like how you live for real. It's like, what's your story? What's your struggle? That's what's drill. Like, it's really a struggle. Like, it ain't nothing else but a struggle. Like, you could put it anywhere else, but it's really a struggle. Like, that's what drill is. Like, it could put it anywhere else, but best believe that shit is a struggle.
And it's your voices being put out there. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, you know, I'm like, I laugh because I'm like, yo, y'all don't remember N.W.A. in the 90s and fuck the police and all this shit. Like, you know, as people, you know, they're
shit
reaching out to the, to the world. Like,
that
yo,
shit,
this
like,
shit
hurt.
Is happening out here. What's
it
up?
Hurt. Yeah, it
there's
hurt.
There's a lot of pain in it, but there's some beauty in that pain. You know
that's
what
how
I mean?
Music is fake, like a figure, like a sign, like they say a curse, a good thing and a curse, but like, I don't know, but it's different, bro. It's just like, it's vibey, bro. You could sit down, listen to music and vibe, just straight vibe. You heard? Like you can never get mad at music. So you can't, it's like, fuck it. It is what it is. Like, they can't take that down.
And it's important to you.
Nah, yeah, it's important to everybody, the world. I'm telling you, a lot of people, like, I know certain people don't go days without listening to music or just even see how, like, I know, like, how, yeah, for sure. Everybody listen to music, any type of music. If it's not drill, like R&B, soca, anything, like, word. It could be some MC shit, like word. It could be some old school shit, like some rap shit, word. Like, real shit, though. Like, everybody listen to music. My pops listen to music every fucking day. Every fucking day. Every day. Blast that shit till the shit go down. Like, that's just why I like music. Because, like, it shit been in the family. Like my pops been telling me, like, yo, before I was making music, I'm fake doing sports. Like, pulling up with me with books and songs and shit, raps and shit. Like, yo, pull up, listen to me. Listen to this shit. And I can't even say it like that. My pop's, like, different. He's with me every day. That nigga's a demon. He's different. That's Scotty Waddy, Jackpot. Look that nigga up. Face of the Wu-Tang Clan. Wow. If I said that shit, I meant that shit. The face of them niggas, like, real shit, though. But they keep that underground. Copy. But that's my pops, though, you heard? Like, that's family, though. They all family, though. So it's like knowledge, you get it? It's all knowledge. Like you adapt to that shit. Like I adapt to that shit quick and I didn't even expect that shit. I'm like, fuck it. I'ma just do it. Now that nigga don't stop playing my music.
What's your favorite song on the album that you made?
Independent.
Why?
It's cause I jumped out my comfort zone with that. I definitely like went all the way out with that. Like I feel like, it's more of how I feel. And I didn't even write that. I fake went off the top of that. Cause my cousin, he was just telling me shit to say. And I'm like, nah, I feel like, yo, like, let me tap that in. Let me put that in. Like, yeah, you right. Like, that's how I say it. Like, he teaching me, like, yo, bro, this is what you got to do. Like, some bomb a different man. Like, I'm like, oh, we just made a hit. I didn't even expect that. Bro, what you doing? Like, what was this? Where you got me doing this? I ain't even know I could do that. So I'm like, fuck it. An independent role and that little R&B. Yo, bro, that shit is crazy.
It's fire.
That shit is fire.
And by the way, folks, you know, I always forget to do this, but Two Nights will be performing today on the Angel of Words podcast, right? You'll be performing today.
Of course.
What song will you be performing today,
bro? I'll be performing some little drill shit. I'm going to just do some drill shit for the guys.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
It's called Tussle.
All right, so, okay.
It's unreleased right now until it's all out.
Another unreleased track. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Until it's out here. Yeah, you go first. You get it first.
Yeah, that's what's up. We got Tussle on deck here on the Angel of Words podcast. Don't forget, everyone, the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world, get the gear, and attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. Plus, our next sponsor, who's on the scene now, BJS Photographies. Go get them photos. The man is the true professional entertainment photographer. Also, blessing the people that come here on the Angel of Words podcast. You won't even believe the price. Two nights, I'll talk to you after.
Amen.
Now, that being said, let's move on. Like, all right, I like the fact that you sampled Bone Thugs and Harmony. That was dope.
That's an R, bro.
You sampled my man Don Omar. Who's choosing these samples? It's you.
I ain't gonna front. One of the older heads in the hood told me to do that. He like, yo, bro. I feel like you could do this. He feel like I could do this. I'm like, huh? He like, you just find the right one though, and do it. I'm like, I heard. I'm gonna do it.
I waited
a little while. Cause I'm like, is he playing? Like, I really won't step on this. Like, all right, I'm gonna do it. And I'm gonna show you. I showed it to him. Nigga, listen to it. He never said nothing back yet.
He's probably still in shock that you did it.
Nigga never said nothing back yet. But he loved me to death to this day.
That's crazy. Who produced your album, dude?
That's Bomber in the cut. He's go crazy.
In Florida.
I told you everything was in Florida. That whole 10 songs. They made me do it myself too. He just mixed everything, but like some of them songs, I really sat there and recorded that shit myself.
Yeah.
The niggas is like, yo, bro, we're not recording you right now, bro. You do this shit yourself. I'm like, what? I don't even record people myself. Talk about that.
So you bought a mic or they had a mic for you?
That shit portable. That shit portable with
so
them out there.
Them Florida boys,
the Z's out there, that shit portable. That shit like backpack. That shit go everywhere with them, you heard? So he was in a B&B, like gangster. He like, yo, bro. I'm like, yo, bro. Cousin was sorry, call me like, yo, bro, you bugging. I'm smacked right now, bro. I'm not recording you, bro. Go record yourself. It's there. Just boom, tap the button, record. I'm like, word, bro, you chatting with me right now. He like, bro, I'm not capping with you right now. Go and do it. I'm like, all right, let me ask somebody else because you playing with me. Ask a couple more people. They're like, yo, bro, what? They fake laughed at me. I'm like, oh, it's real. It's real. I know it's real. It's not a joke no more.
That's great.
I'm like, it's crazy. I'm like, yo, bro. I'm like, all right, fuck it. Fake push me in the room, lock the door. I'm like, oh, they moving hot. What they doing? I'm like, oh, shit. I know it's lit. All right, fuck it. Let me just go in there. I went. I looked on YouTube real quick. You know me. YouTube, Google, any of that shit going to help you real quick. I'm like, all right, I got everything right here. I typed the computer and name. You know I got to. I know what type of shit. I know what's going on. All right, for sure. Boom. Press record. Boom. I'm like, oh, I see it going. I heard. All right, I'm put the beat now. Look up the beat. Boom. I'm like, yo, how you fade the beat into what? Show me that real quick. Boom, boom, boom. They show me it. I'm like, oh, now they say, now they're like, oh, you working. You trying to work now. I'm like, yeah. Fuck that. I'm doing it now. Because y'all want, all right, I'm going to do it myself. And I'm going to do mad songs. Words just like that. I said it just like that. Gangsta. Because I'm like, y'all know, call me now. All right, I heard that. They're like at least seven songs in here, bro. Gangster. Back to back, bro.
I love it, man.
I'm like, whoa.
You guys are so lucky, bro.
I'm like, how the fuck this shit happened? I felt a little sensation in my body. I'm like, whoa, bro. What the fuck is going on, bro? Like, how about I did this? But I even recorded myself. Like, I just recorded myself. Bro, I've been paying all my money to go to the studio and I just recorded myself, bro. Like, I could go buy this equipment right now and go in the crib and record myself all day now.
Yeah.
But they still be calling me from Florida right now, like, bro, why you don't got the equipment yet? You're playing, ZB. Like, you're bugging, ZB. I'm out here working, though. They see me working, so they can't complain. They like, yo, bro, we need you to attack. Attack. Don't waste time. Attack. Like, that's the type of time that you want. I'm like, fuck it. I got no other choice. Who gonna do it for you? Like, who gonna do it? If, like, that's what I say every day. Who gonna do it for you?
Nobody.
You gotta do it yourself.
Nobody, bro. You gotta do it yourself, B.
Who the fuck is gonna do it for you?
Real talk. You gotta do it yourself.
It'd be different. I ain't gonna lie. But love to show love to a lot of my people. That's how I be talking. Hell yeah. It's all love. It's just not me. It's all the people around me. All the people around me. A nigga first put me in the studio, my son Spank. Gangster, he helped me today. I took this shit over and ran with it. Gangster. Now niggas loving at me, looking at me like, yo, nice, you really doing what you're doing. Like, yo, probably you got the best video on the block right now. You doing this, you doing that. Like, I'm just trying to stay motivated, independent, bro. Like, gangster, I just want to be me.
What's the hardest part of the music game right now for you, Too Nice?
I could say publicity. Because the publicity, like, there's different ways for that. I don't want to be in a bad publicity. Like, I need to be good. Like, I need to, like, catch a good stunt. Not a bad stunt. When I walk in the game, I don't want to walk in the game. I want to walk in the game big so I can end out major. You get it? Like, we can't start little. We got to start big to end crazy. Like, I think like that. Like, nah, it's not no little term shit over here. For sure. That's how I feel. Like, fuck it. We just going to go big.
What's one of the aha moments you learned in the music business, the revelating moments that you learned in the music business so far?
Bro, don't trust a lot of fucking people.
Because it's your first album, right? That was your debut album, 2022, unfortunately underrated. And so, you know, like, what's a real big lesson that you've learned, you know, since you started on that journey, what you think?
Like, don't trust a lot of people. Just do you, bro. When a nigga tell you do this and that, I don't write that shit, do you. You heard? Like, gangster, just push. Gangster, push. Don't stop. It's too late to stop. Like, you gotta keep on going. Like, nah, I don't know. I got too much niggas that passed, too much niggas that in jail for this shit. Like, even family, like, it's different. So it's like, yeah, hell yeah. Why would I stop now? I need to be on the billboard. You heard? We going global type shit. We going global, or that's all I want, global. Like, fuck everything else, global. Word.
Are you having fun taking the baby steps? You know, because everything
hell
is a process.
These obstacles.
It's just fun for
it's
you,
like,
bro.
It's like test, you knocking them, just like, bing, bing, bing. Yeah. Or you knocking them down. Like, you just got to knock them down. Yeah. Word. Like, just knock them down.
So you don't get discouraged or anything at all when you're on
the
journey?
Bro, that shit. Nah, that shit is why. Because you know why? Like, everything's supposed to be like that. You heard? You got the ifs, you got the down. But, nigga, it is what it is. When you know what you're doing in your life, you Gucci. Like, you sturdy. Like, I don't got no complaints. I don't got nothing. I'm sturdy. I'm living my life. Like, man, like, I know shit get bad. I know shit could get treacherous, but nigga, I'm me. Like, so I'm vibing. I love my niggas to death. I love everybody. Love me. But, like, nigga, I be just full throttle, mad independent, mad motivated. Like, anybody that know me, they know me. I'm motivated as fuck. Like, fuck everything. I'm mad motivated. Like,
that's what's up.
I got to go get it. And if it ain't, I'm going to get it now. Word. Like, that's the type of person I am. So I don't be playing. Like, I'm fuck it. I'm just do it.
You seem like an artist that has a strong inner circle, man.
Hell yeah. Like,
your people really look out for you, man. Could you speak on that a little bit? How having a strong inner circle can help you?
Like, I could talk about, like, it's a lot. I could talk about a lot. I can't. It's too much to talk about. It's mad shit to talk about. Because it's like, bro, that's my niggas. That's my guys. That's my brothers. Like, my family. Like you heard? So it's like, yo, bro, this shit is from the mud. The mud. Out the mud. Like, word. That's my mud brothers. Word. Like, so we going to get it. We going to go. So that's how I think about this shit. So I'll be like, fuck it. Yeah.
Talk about Jack Boys. What's that about? What's that movement about? Could you elaborate a little bit more?
I can't talk too much about it. It's not my shit, but I could tell you, like, yo, bro, them people was going crazy.
Okay.
Shout out Sue is a demon. That's my son. Spank manager right there. That's how real it is. Like, my son Spank manager. She's everywhere, viral. Go get her. Like, go see her. Ah, fuck, man, with her.
Sounds good.
For
yeah,
real, for real.
Yeah,
gangster. Sure. Jack Boys is on the map. Word. Tonight is live too. Word. Be out there.
What's happening tonight, man?
Showcase. We outside. Spank murder. For sure.
Where at?
Showcase.
Brooklyn?
Fluff. You heard? Yeah, for sure. We're somewhere in Manhattan somewhere. We can't disclose
location. Undisclosed location.
Yeah, but you know, yeah.
I love it. I love mystery. You know what I mean?
It's lit tonight.
If you're there, have fun, everyone.
It's lit tonight.
You feel me?
Word. So it'd be different. It'd be vibing, bro. Forever. It should be lit. I ain't gonna lie. It's all the journey. Gangster. Really just push off. Like, go crazy.
How do you feel about performing live, though? Do you get nervous? Like, what's that experience like for you, Ben?
I'm already a live person.
All right, bet.
Like, everything I do is live, so fuck it. Fuck it. Like, I could be, yeah, I can say I'm not nervous. It's like, yeah, I feel it. Everybody gonna feel it away, but nigga, it's be live, period. Like, we talking right now, we live. You heard? So we live. Fuck it, we viral. Like, that's how we go.
That's what's up, man. Well, everyone, don't forget the podcast is sponsored by OTW Threads, reminding you to be out of this world. Attitudeon10.com, your place to start getting over your trauma and build resilience. And BJS Photography, go get them photos. Now, we've reached a point in the podcast, Too Nice, where it's time to play Five Words with Angel.
Don't go crazy on you, man.
All right, no, Too Nice on Five Words. Now, I'm not going to go crazy on you, but on Five Words with Angel, I'm going to give you a word, a phrase, or a question. You're going to give me the first word that comes to your head. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Let's get it. The first word is drill music. What comes to the first word that comes to your head when you think about drill?
Pain.
Pain. Love it. Truth. The next word is underdog. When you think about being an underdog, what do you think about?
Underrated.
That's what's up. All right, now, what's your favorite music that's not hip-hop? That's the third word. If you're not listening to hip-hop, what do you listen to?
I ain't gonna lie. I listen to a lot of, you like, I'm, like, R&B. I listen to a lot of, like, soca. Like, I'm Caribbean. Like, okay, and my pops is in that Wu-Tang Clan shit. All so, right. You know, I, that Carnival. Shit all day.
I fucks with it. Yeah,
it's all
yeah,
different type soca. Of shit. How, yeah, we go crazy.
That's like, cool. All so, right, that's cool. Just so, you're listening to soca and your, you know, your roots music kind of situation. Yeah. I bet R&B, I hear that.
That shit in the vein.
Any particular R&B person?
I ain't gonna front. It's too much. It's too much. But right now, I ain't gonna front. Like, not to come at him, but I gotta thank Finelli right now. Like, I'm on his ass. Like, no funny shit. I'm trying to fake, like, show him what's up. Not no crazy shit. Like, that independent song, I mean something. Like, I did that off not knowing. Like, so I just want to tell him, like, yo, what's up? Like,
yeah, facts, no.
Hop on that song. Get on that song or something. Let me see what you could, like, what's up? Right. That's just off the love. Like, what's up?
Sounds good. Now, what do you think about when you think about weed? Weed is the fourth word.
Yeah, man, that's the world. That's just like the earth. That's the earth. Weed, that's the earth. Like, word. We wake up every day. Smoke weed. Just go to sleep, smoke weed. That's it,
baby. Smoke weed every day.
I guess that's from the earth.
That's what's up. Now, the fifth and final word is you. Too Nice. What do you think about when you think about yourself, young brother?
It's independent, motivational. Like, real shit. Independent, motivational. That's all. Like, word. Like, I can't do nothing else. But just stay motivated and independent.
Copy.
And love my people to death.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Well, everyone, that was Five Words with Angel. You know what it is. Now, Too Nice, man, before we let you go here on the podcast and we go off to the performance, because he will be performing today.
Word.
So
glad
you already know what it is. It's going down Too Nice. He's going to be doing his drill thing. So, you know, stay tuned to that. Before we get to that, though, give a message to anybody that wants to be an artist out there, man. From
level,
the heart.
Like, yo, you just gotta fake, like, you gotta just keep on pushing. Like, I ain't gonna front, like, you don't stop. Like, a nigga, like, your man's, like, if you got a day one, and, like, he tell you, like, yo, that shit fire, really stick with that shit, bro. Don't stop. Like, gangster, like, you can hear from one person. You don't gotta hear from a lot of people, bro. You could just hear from one person and keep on going. Shout out to my son, K. Dottie, because I heard it from her. Gangster. And she like, yo, bro, don't ever stop that shit. You gonna get me mad. If you stop, I'm coming for you. So I didn't have a stop. Like, just fuck it. That's what it is. Like, that's the motivation.
That's what's up.
So just pick that one friend. Just keep on going. Don't stop. Just keep on going. Just follow the path. You're going to be there. Where are my mother?
Now, Too Nice, where can we find you, bro?
You
can find me everything.
You can
everything
find me on all platforms. You can find me on YouTube. You can find me on Snapchat. You can find me on Instagram. Definitely Instagram for sure. Those are three platforms. Yeah, I could just download a Twitter too. You can follow me on that.
How
too.
Do we spell the name?
T-O-O-X. T-O-O-X-N-I-C-E. T-O-O-X-N-I-C-E. The X is in the middle just cause. We Xing shit out. Period. Like, real shit. We Xing shit the fuck out.
And that's why the X is there. I love it.
Sorry. Yeah. That's try again. Yeah. Word. We Xing shit out.
Yo, that's what's up, man. Crown Heights, Brooklyn, the building, everyone. That was Too Nice. Stay tuned. Because on deck next, we'll have a special performance from Too Nice here in the building. Don't forget to tap on that subscribe button. Follow us on all podcast platforms. Sponsors today, OTW Threads, Attitude on 10, BJS Photography. Don't forget, if you want to start your own podcast and you need to buy the equipment, it's click in the descriptions, links below. Also, the training videos are coming out, so stay tuned and go to aowent.com. Also, follow me and all my socials at Angela Words ENT. Thank you for tuning in, everyone. Te quiero, Puerto Rico. Santa Isabel. Peace. Live from the Angel of Words Studios, performing his unreleased track, Tussle, from Crown Heights, Brooklyn, Too Nice.
Gra-gra. Rafin, Leo, we all we need, we all we got, dickhead. Six of it, six, I've been feeling like talk. Come see how my day go. I got the duffel, I've been moving different. I don't wanna touch one. If I don't got it, nigga, I'ma cut you. All the bitches pop, don't really love me. They just wanna fuck me, they wanna be bunnies. Can you send a shot? Your shit getting ugly. Murder on my mind, can I do my doggy? Why the fuck you think they tryna get a telly? Them bitches is, them bitches is too bad. How can they do that? Shot their own mans, they don't know how to move. Tap dropping they shit like I don't give a fuck. Anybody move on, getting shot in their face. I've been dropping the G's like I'm dropping the A. Fuck turtle, I'm trying to dig a nigga grave. Why the fuck they were talking like they put in pain? Not really brazen, they don't wanna slide, cause I'm really late. I'ma take over top, and I'm going back to back on a block. Both fresh home and the other got knocked. With my hips in the jungle, throwing up the rock. Anybody move on, everybody gets shot. Gotta carry the spinner, I can't be alone. Cause nowadays niggas can't make it home. They call on my line, trying to get me signed. I'm independent, but they wasting my time. I'm really gorilla, I can't even die. They told me don't stop, but I'm ready to rock. I got the chop and I'm ready to blitz. Niggas be moving like they wanna snitch. Niggas be moving like they wanna snitch. Can I just tell you how I'm really feeling? I'm trying to spin, but God forgive me. I'm trying to take the peas off the ground. Just call me gorilla, I'm 800 pounds. What the fuck they gotta tell me now? I'm kinda different, I don't play around. If you can't show love, then you gotta stop. I wanna see some bodies on their side, amen. Leo, Gra, Dickhead, Gra.
That was that motherfucking Crown Heights, Brooklyn drill shit. Two nights in the building. Follow him on all his DSPs. Get that real shit.